across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I pick that. It's because we're going to talk about the Cambridge Holiday Orchestra. And Lydia Hill, who's the chairman, has joined me. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
And I don't know whether you're familiar with that song, but I picked it because it actually does feature quite a lot of orchestral instruments, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, they're such versatile things. You can make so much music from them.
Yeah.
So many different sounds.
Different genres. And are you a sort of a traditional orchestral person, or do you quite enjoy hearing orchestral music featuring in pop songs and things like that?
Oh, as long as it's good, I don't mind what genre it is. When we run holiday orchestra, we try to cover quite a wide range of kinds of music, but do it well.
Yes, well, I suppose that's a good goal to aim for, isn't it? And so the first question, I suppose, holiday orchestra, does that mean it's an orchestra that really does only operate in the holidays?
Yes, it does. However, it's not necessarily an orchestra.
I see.
It's had that name for the last 66 years, and we're reluctant to change it because so many people just think of holiday orchestra. But whereas we do have a symphony orchestra, and in fact we have two orchestras in the summer course for different levels of difficulty. The fact is that we have an awful lot of other kinds of music that children can choose from. So there are plenty of choirs, jazz, folk music, percussion, samba. When we're at West Road, we have a gamelan orchestra, which was a present to Cambridge University from Indonesia, from the government there, sometime in the 1970s. It takes up a whole room. It makes the most beautiful, beautiful sounds with gongs and chimes and things like that. So children have a chance to learn how that works as well. We have choirs that do all sorts of music, quite often what you might call world music. So we try not to be, other than the symphony orchestra, which does straightforward classical music under a professional conductor to really quite a high standard. Apart from that, we try to we just try to have as broad a range as possible.
Well,
even at Easter, we had folk dancing because we reckoned that the rhythm of the body is as important as anything else.
Well, I think that's fantastic that you embrace such a wide variety of styles and types of music, because some people are very, you know, if they like opera, they only like traditional opera and they haven't got time for anything else. But it sounds like you're quite an open-minded organisation, if that's quite the right way of putting it.
Yes, we are. I was going to say we try to be, but actually we are.
And how long have you been involved?
Oh, well, I've been the chairman for 10 years, but I was on the committee for some time before that because two of my children were very keen. It just seemed to be something I wanted to help out with.
Yeah, so this is, without assuming anything, it is about youngsters, children. It's not an orchestra that adults are involved with other than those teaching, or is there a bigger range of age group involved?
Overall, we have insurance for, and therefore activities for, children and young people ages between 7 and 18. But they're of different persuasions musically and different levels of expertise. So we don't have many things which are, if you like, age related. They're more music related.
I see. So the age groups can be quite mixed up in the different groups.
Yes, they can. Yes. It's not for adults at all. However, sometimes if you need a really good timpani player for your symphony orchestra, and we haven't got a child or young person who has come forward to do that, then we would sort of dragoon a friend or relation to come and help out. So you will occasionally see the odd adult in our orchestra, but it's meant for children and young people, and it is almost entirely made up of that.
So do you have classes, and the kids who have got the ability to play in one of the orchestras then move into the orchestras, but some who perhaps just want to be there to have a bit of fun with music or singing don't have to be in the orchestra? Or is everybody in the orchestra?
Oh, no, no. In order to be in the orchestra, you generally have to be grade six or upwards on your instrument.
Right.
So that's why we have so much else that children can choose to do.
Yes.
We don't have classes, but over the years or you know, courses, we have a sort of system of progression. So for string players, we have three major groups. We have training strings, intermediate strings, and upper strings. And when a child has worked their way over the years through those, they will be capable of joining the orchestra.
I see.
And similarly for wind instruments, for the bands, we have three major groups: training band, intermediate band, and upper band, and that takes them through to the level that they need to be to play in a symphony orchestra.
But it is possible to just come along to one of your groups just to have a bit of a tryout to see whether it suits, whether you want to take things further or not?
Yes, yes. You couldn't join in with the symphony orchestra if you were not of a suitable standard.
No,
of course. Because it would mess everything up for the other children.
Yes.
And they've only got 4 days in which to get things right.
Indeed. And so if a youngster comes to you, and I know this is going to be a how long is a piece of string question, but starts afresh learning an instrument, how quickly can they progress to grade six? Do some... What's the fastest that you would see someone go through and achieve that standard?
Oh, that is very complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always some sort of young Mozarts that are very quick, but it depends on what else they're doing in their lives. You know, we don't put pressure on people. We really don't. We don't make them take the music away at the end of the day and practice it at home before they come back the next day. That is not what we want them to do. We want them to enjoy making music together. That is the thing, making music together. It's very different from making music by yourself, with your lesson by yourself and your practice by yourself, you know?
Yes.
It becomes psychologically a very different animal when you start to do stuff together.
I think that the way that whole business of practicing is dealt with has changed, hasn't it, over the years? I remember as a child... I'm sure we've all had friends like this, a mate of mine who was quite a good pianist, but he didn't carry on with playing the piano. He did go through his grades, and I think he did get up to about grade six or seven as a youngster, quite a young age. But his parents used to force him to practice, and I can still remember it. You know, he was only about 11 or 12, and he used to hate it, and he used to end in tears, and eventually he just kind of rebelled and stopped playing. Whether or not he came back to it, I don't know, because I lost touch with him years ago. But maybe the approach is more like you describe these days, where you know, it's not made to be a task that kids come to dread, the practice side of things.
I don't know. It depends on the parents, doesn't it? Depends on the ambition of everybody concerned. It's certainly not. I mean, the last thing we want to do is turn people off music.
Indeed. I guess some very talented musicians, they want to play all the time, don't they?
Yes.
I suppose. So, and in terms of attracting youngsters into the orchestra, are there certain instruments that you've always got a big queue of people wanting to come and learn to play, and other instruments that you have to maybe encourage them perhaps to think about because you struggle a bit more to get people into those classes?
Well... we don't really have much influence on the kind of instrument that a child takes up in the first place. On the other hand, we do run taster sessions.
Oh, right.
Whereby children who've already got some expertise on one instrument and can therefore read music, so we don't have to start teaching them to read music,
yes.
They can have a go at one of the often more cumbersome instruments that their parents didn't want to buy for them. we run a very, very popular thing called Taste of the Bass.
Right.
whereby children can come and have a go on double basses. And they will have 4 days of lessons on a double bass, and then they will play with one of the string groups because they will have learned such a lot.
Right.
We've also had tubas
right.
and trombones, and we're hoping at our next course, which will be at Christmas, to have taster sessions for French horn.
Right. Okay, so and now just remind us, you did mention it earlier, but where do you meet? If kids are getting along to this, where will they go to find you?
The Christmas course will be at the West Road Concert Hall and
right.
and all the rooms and facilities surrounding it, because we do need a lot of space, because normally we've got 10 things going on at once.
Yes.
In the summer, that is our biggest course, and that's at West Road. At Easter, we've found that we don't get very many of the older children because they're supposed to be revising for their exams.
Right, yes.
So we have a smaller course, and that's usually at one of the Cambridge schools. If we can find somewhere that has enough room for us and at a price that we can afford, because we do try to keep everything as reasonable as possible. So, yes, we've gone to various Cambridge schools.
Okay, so Christmas, I suppose, is where you're... current focus must be.
Yep.
If people want to get involved or come along or find out more, how would they do that?
I think they would start with our website.
Okay.
www.holidayorchestra.co.uk, which most people say is a good website.
Yep, I've had a look. I would agree with that. Easy to find.
Easy to find your way around. And yeah, we have a wonderful volunteer who keeps it up to date for us, and that, I think, is terribly important.
Yes, yes. OK, all right then. So Cambridge Holiday Orchestra, that's the name of the website. There are lots of events and things happening around the holidays, but the orchestra's running all the time.
I think it's just Holiday Orchestra.
Holiday Orchestra. I did type in Cambridge Holiday Orchestra.
You will
orchestra.
Get it.
Yeah, and it
via
comes up. It comes up if you type that
yes.
in. So as a search. So if you can't remember the web address, which is an easy one actually, but if you just type in Cambridge Holiday Orchestra, it will appear.
Yes.
Okay, Lydia. Listen, lovely to chat to you. I found that that was a fascinating thing. I hope you attract a few more. Virtuosos. What's your instrument or instruments, by the way, before you vanish?
Well, I'm a very bad violin player, and I do a lot of singing.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
But
all right.
Do come to our Christmas course. Do look at the website. Look at what we have to offer. We have 4 days of wonderful music making at Christmas. Something for everyone, I assure you.
It sounds great. I'm sure there will be people who will come along as a result of hearing you coming on to Cambridge 105 Radio and having a chat with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.